Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, they now admit bisphenol A is making girls as young as 3 go into puberty. Hundreds of thousands at age 7. It's happening in Europe, England, the United States. It's feminizing boys. And now I have Times of London, The Mail, Wired Magazine. Oh, they're going to inject the troops with DNA boosters that block off areas of their brains. Oh, we're going to give the public an anti-stress vaccine so you can't get upset. It's a herpes virus carrying a hormone that then attacks the receptor sites so you can never feel those emotions. And they say, because we want to calm you down. And they now admit that that's what the fluoride is about. They're now proposing suddenly in literally hundreds of newspapers in the last 3 weeks. We've covered it here. Lithium needs to be put in the water to calm everyone. A toxic metal antipsychotic. Everything David Icke has talked about, we know this has already been going on from all the studies. Now they're coming out with it. David, are they doing this because they're getting desperate and we've been exposing them and now they want to take the power of exposure away and just spin it?
Well, I think that's part of it. I mean, there's more and more holes that are being sprung in the dike every day of their suppression of understanding and knowledge of what's actually going on. But if you go back many decades, Alex, to 1932, when a book was published by a guy called Aldous Huxley called Brave New World, people have said to me over the years, what's the plan? And I said, well, just read two books to get the feel for it. One, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. Two, George Orwell's 1984. Now, interestingly, Aldous Huxley was a teacher at Eton College, this elite college that the royals go to near Windsor Castle. And one of his pupils was a guy called Eric Blair, who later wrote under the name of George Orwell. And they were connected, because you'll know this well, and many other people, to the Fabian Society. And because the Fabian Society, which was the creator of the British Labour Party, of Tony Blair and all the rest of it, because they are a major strand in the web, if you are an inner circle member of that, you have access to the projected agenda for the world going forward a long time. And this allows you to write prophetic novels, apparently novels, from actual understanding of what the game is. And then when we get to where we are now, we look back and we go, that Brave New World and that 1984, my God, they were so accurate. How did they do that? Because they had access to this information.
Let me back you up. Let me back you up. I always have to interrupt David because I want to back him up because he just states the facts. I want to give you the proof. David, there is a 1962 hour-long speech he gave at Berkeley. Just Google Aldous Huxley Berkeley speech. You'll hear the audio. And he said in the speech that his pupil was George Orwell. He said that his brother was the head of the UN eugenics program, Julian Huxley. And he said, my pupil is wrong. It will only be 20 or 30% 1984. The rest is making you love your servitude with chemicals. This is what we plan with eugenics, and I'm telling you now because you're too weak to even resist us. And then he died 2 months later. He knew he was dying. So he went ahead and came out and said, I wrote this in 32. He also wrote that in Brave New World Revisited, written in the 50s. He said, this is our actual plan. This is nonfiction. Sorry, David, go ahead.
Well, that's absolutely right. And what he's talking about and writing about since the 1930s is exactly what's happening today, because he knew it was coming. He had access to the projected agenda, and that is to control people through drugs. And the reason that some of these so-called prophetic writers can write novels, futuristic novels, including technology and drug techniques that weren't even thought about at the time they wrote them, is because they have access to the agenda. And this takes us somewhere else. In Brave New World, the theme is that parents no longer bring up children or even give birth to them. They're brought up in state hatcheries, and it's all laboratory birth, basically creating clones for the masses who have no ability to think with any level of intelligence.
David, stay there. Got to interrupt you. Long segment coming up.
Okay.
And now the state calls the family a disease. They admit the plan is to end the family. They're going to have year-round schooling. Then your kids will stay there till nighttime. We'll be right back.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the one, the only, David Icke is our guest for the balance of the hour. He just joined us. We were talking about Aldous Huxley, who in 1932 wrote Brave New World, about a caste system with the scientific technocratic elite right down to suboid, three-foot-tall dwarf creatures that serve the elite. Their main focus was to make their slave class go into puberty at around age 7, but then to also be quasi-sterile. But they wanted them to go into puberty so they'd be developed as work slaves by that point so they couldn't challenge them. Now the age of puberty is moving to 7 in girls. The bisphenol A has done well. And he bragged. He said, look, already in England, before he died, he said, we've got remote control at the mental institutions with brain implants. He said, my brother at the UN is developing this. He said, this is the plan. And so when you read that science fiction book, it's not science fiction. Again, he wrote a book decades later called Brave New World Revisited, nonfiction, where he just laughs at you and points out that most of us will be killed. David Icke, we're getting into the hatcheries, how they take the babies at birth, how they genetically engineer them in laboratories. That's their plan. And now they're moving, and I got Pentagon declassified documents, to just fly over us and spray the viruses on us. We get a headache, we get sick, and then it destroys our receptors that allow us to think or become angry. And so that's clearly where they're going, not just lacing the vaccines with this. Please continue.
Yeah, and the other aspect of this, I mean, you mentioned a few minutes ago, is this multi-level attack on the family unit. And I've got really seriously into one area of this over the last 6 months, which is the state stealing children from loving parents. It is an absolute epidemic. epidemic in Britain. I was speaking at Trafalgar Square on Saturday at a rally against child abuse in which this stealing children by the state was a fundamental part of it. I've been getting involved in one or two individual cases and trying to give my support to mothers who've had. I'll give you one example. A young daughter, she's now 10. Says the father has been abusing her for years. The mother takes the daughter to social services and the police and says, this is what she's saying, and I want unsupervised visits to the father stopped until we've sorted this out. They refuse to investigate. And when she then starts action against the police and the social services for not investigating, they then say to her, we think you're a split personality, and away goes the child, and they give the child to the relative of the father.
But David, specifically, I've had members of British Parliament on, and it's even in your mainstream news, in the London Telegraph, that there are quotas on children before they're even born for the adoption racket.
That's right, and financial incentives around the world to meet these targets, which means if you can't find enough genuinely abused children by their parents, then you have to find those that are not. But of course, it's not only that, Alex, as we know. I mean, a lot of these kids are, I mean, if you are a satanic pedophile ring, and those two usually connect, in fact, almost always connect at some point, then you need a supply of children, a constant supply of children. Of course, the social services can do that. In fact, they can target children. I know this is going on, Alex, where someone will target someone, a child. They'll see a child in the community, and they'll say, I want that child. And then someone from the ring in social services then finds a reason why the child shouldn't be with the parents, some spurious reason. We've had a situation here. This is one of endless ones where this woman and her husband, she had fertility treatment, £38,000 worth, gave birth to twins. Social worker came round when they came out of hospital. She made a joke. Hey, having giving birth has ruined my figure. And they took her child away. And when she got angry, as you would, they said, oh, the mother's also got anger problems and therefore a danger to the child. And this is going on epidemic-wise. And in the cases that that I've been involved in and I'm involved in, I've seen blatant lies where the social services have put into reports the mother has faked medical evidence of abuse on the child, and I've seen the doctor's report where it came from. It wasn't faked at all. So it's all lies. And what they've done, this is another element of it, and not just in social services, but very, very significantly so, because of the children being taken, but in government in general, they are using job application techniques to elicit narcissistic personalities who have no empathy, who have no compassion, who have no ability to empathize with the agony of loving parents having their children taken away, and they're getting the jobs in social services, which is why all these parents say it's like talking to a computer. These people have no soul.
But David, going back, they're constantly catching the heads of social services worldwide running pedophile rings.
Exactly.
I mean, that's even CNN, but expanding on that, this is part of a larger agenda. As you know, when they set up eugenics 150 years ago, now 160 years ago in England, by the turn of the century, 1900, they created racial hygiene health departments in Germany, England, the U.S., and Canada that openly, so the health department itself is to carry out eugenics, and that's why they now admit blood is taken secretly at birth from all babies in the West and put in a Pentagon database.
Yeah, and what's going on in this country, and I did research for my latest book in America as well on this, it's happening there, big time happening there, places like California, is that they are taking so many children from parents. There was a story in the mainstream media a few days ago where they were saying, we're going to run out of foster parents because we're having record numbers of children taken from their families. Now, what this is, of course, it linking into what we're talking about today, it's all part of the process of removing influence and power of parents on their children's lives and handing it to the state.
And now they're saying,
stone to what Aldous Huxley was talking about.
And China's the model of the one-child policy. Many of their children are raised in government dormitories where they work half the time in factories, and they're now saying they want year-round school 12 months out of the year, and they want children to stay at school till 9, 10 at night. That's to get the test scores up. When the more funding they have, the dumber they get. It's all by design. And I have the government textbooks that are given to CPS workers where they call the family a disease and part of an archaic age. Now, what do we do? I mean, looking at the current phases, why are they now coming out and admitting we want to put lithium in your water? We want to give you shots to make you feel good. We're going to put viruses in your brain that make you submit. I mean, they've gone from denying this to now coming out and really taking the gloves off.
Well, I think they have, in one level, there are many levels to this, but I think in many ways they have a time scale problem. You know, I've been talking and writing about this for the best part of 20 years, and I know a lot of people might think it's far out and all the rest of it, but the evidence is pointing that way all the time. And that is this. The first book I ever wrote after I woke up to all this 20 years ago, I called it Truth Vibrations, because I understood that there was an energetic change coming. And what we live in is a cosmic version of the wireless internet. You know, this reality is information, and we are decoding through the body computer vibrational waveform information into electrical information, into digital information, and then finally into holographic information, which is the physical world that we apparently is outside of us, but actually only exists in our head, just as the internet only exists inside the computer as it decodes it. And we're going now through an epoch change in the cycle, the natural cycle of this reality, which in Asia they call yugas, and all around the ancient world they talked about the cyclical nature of time, where we go through different epochs, different periods of experience. Some are suppressed and limited, and some have are periods of great expansion, which the ancients used to call the Golden Age epoch or the Golden Age yuga. And we're now at this epoch change, where this new energy, I call it truth vibrations, this new information epoch is coming in, which is about expansion. It's about opening your minds. It's about opening to a much greater range of perception. And what's happening, it's no accident, Alex, that it's at this point that this control system, which has been in place for a long, long time, is throwing everything, including the kitchen sink and the plug, at humanity, because it is trying to destabilize the body computer's receiver transmission system electromagnetically, through all the electromagnetic soup that we live in and the microwaves and all the rest of it, and through chemically, through what they put in water, what they put in food, what they put in vaccines. So it's like basically putting a virus into a computer. This computer in front of me has a massive virus in it. It's not going to decode the World Wide Web collective reality in a way it would if the virus wasn't there, and that's what they're doing, because this new information epoch carries information that is going to absolutely give us a totally different view of the world, reality, and self. We're going into an incredible period.
And by the way, David,
expansion, and they're trying to stop us connecting with that.
You're absolutely right, because in their own words, they say there's a massive awakening and that they've got to suppress it, and that's why they want to bankrupt society so we're dependent on the state, so they can force all these controls on us. But from your research, you believe they're going to fail.
For the simple reason that there's going to come a point where this new energy, this new information, that's what it is. It's like the wireless internet suddenly starts to morph into a different information construct. And of course, what's the computer going to do? It's going to suddenly manifest a different reality on the screen, because it's now decoding a different information construct. That's what's happening. So we're at the cusp now where basically the irresistible force, which is this change, is coming face to face with the immovable object, which thinks it is the control system, but isn't. And what it's doing now, like I say, it's throwing everything it can. I mean, it's a bit like a duck, mate, where it looks calm on the surface, and in the control system, system's way. It looks arrogant, but actually it's paddling like crazy under the water because people are waking up. I mean, look, 20 years ago, what? I mean, one of the things that I learned about this information epoch change was 20 years ago, what is it was going to bring to the surface all that had been hidden from us. Now, look, mate, 20 years ago, no evidence. 10 years ago, a bit more maybe, but look at it now.
Stay there. Stay there. Out.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Well, a big enemy of the free internet died, but we're sad for him. Ted Stevens confirmed dead in a plane crash.
There's a man.
The senator is still shrouded in reports of corruption. David, you got cut off by the break. You were saying 20 years ago, hardly anybody was awake and the evidence wasn't prolific. 10 years ago, some info was out there, but now it's racing. And I talked to police you know, 5 years ago, Austin cops would walk by when they saw me at the mall or on the street and would make jokes at me. Now they come over scared and say, we appreciate you. We know it's all true. What do? And I talk to other police in other cities. I talk to military. They say the awakening is incredible. And, of course, that's the enforcer's power structure. So continue with the awakening you're seeing and what the controllers are going to do, not just chemicals and biologicals, but wars, depressions, scares. I mean, going into this big time of change, how are they going to try to suppress this global awakening?
Well, I'm having the same experience with, you know, people in the system who are seeing it. You know, what putting this information out has done, it's broken the compartmentalization of the pyramids, because the pyramid structures within this control system keep people in the dark of what they're actually part of. You know, they're working in government or the military or the police, and they're doing their job and going home, but they don't know how their contribution every day connects to this contribution and that contribution to create a very, very sinister national and international pattern. But putting this information out, as people like us have been doing over the years, has actually broken that compartmentalization, because people have been able to start seeing within the system actually how their contribution does pan out with others, what is actually happening. And that's a massive, massive Rubicon cross, that is, where people who are administering and law enforcing the system into everyday life start to realize the implications of what they're doing for their own children and grandchildren. So that's another massive step forward in this awakening. But see, what we've got is the different levels of the body computer. We've got the chemical levels. At one level, it's a chemical organism. So they hit the chemical balance through additives in food, additives in water, and vaccines and all the rest of it. Then we've got an electromagnetic balance, and they're trying to hit that with all this electromagnetic pollution that even mainstream media are talking about, this soup or fog that we live in now with all this technology and microwaves. But there's another thing. When we feel emotion and our mental and emotional state, that fundamentally affects our vibrational state, because at one level we're vibrating energy. That's what we are, information. And so if you can get people into a state of fear, this is one of the key reasons. There are many reasons for it, but this is one of the key reasons that society has been structured to create as much fear, as much stress, as much worry, as much anxiety as possible about, oh, what about the future? What about the rent? What about my job? Oh, what about the war? All this stuff. What about the kids? Because when we go into those low vibrational states, it closes us down so that we're not able to access an expanded awareness, an expanded perception.
So they're flooding all...
When we're in a high vibrational state, it's all to do with frequency.
So they're flooding all of our inputs, and they admit we're an electrochemical computer, and
yeah,
they now admit they're trying to perfect our brain and want to fix the defects by hitting us with viruses that literally destroy the neuroreceptors. This appears to be their checkmate. And again, as I mentioned, I have the Pentagon documents. We've covered them here, where they have plans to spray cities with this as a biological and chemical commutative. How do we respond to their ultimate checkmate?
Well, you know, this may sound trite, but I don't really care, because I feel it's absolutely true. You know, we are being bombarded, Alex, on all these different levels of being for one simple reason. We are extraordinary expressions of genius. We are extraordinary expressions of consciousness. And what they've got to do is to attack us on all these levels. I mean, this is...
They're scared of us. We're powerful. We're made in the image of the Creator, and they know it.
Well, this is an analogy that I've used a few times. I mean, if you want to put a ball in an unnatural state, in a tank of water, i.e. you want it on the bottom of the tank, then you have to hold it there. You can't put it there and then take your hand away, because boom, it's back to its natural state, floating on the top. And our natural state is of expanded consciousness that we would call genius, and you know, able to create what we would perceive from this reality as miraculous things. What we are has been suppressed. We are not manifesting who we really are. We're manifesting a subordinate coordinated, suppressed version of what we are. This is how the control system controls us. And so when we open our minds, open our consciousness, understand, it's a mental, emotional thing. If you understand and know that you are not David Icke, you are not Alex Jones, you are not Ethel Smith, that is your experience. You are infinite, eternal consciousness.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a four-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
David Icke is our guest, and we're going to continue talking with him about other geopolitical issues that we are facing. And he's going to come back on with us early October. He's coming to New York and to San Francisco then, so we're going to have him back on then as well. Before we go back to David Icke and get his take on the Iran situation, which he said he wanted to talk about during the break, and that was one of my questions, so I'm glad he raised it. I want to tell you about some Made in American products. And one of them is Diamond Gusset Jeans. They're wonderful. They've got motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, shorts, shirts. It's all made right here in the U.S. Everything is made right here in the U.S., in Georgia and Tennessee. It's gussetclothing.com, G-U-S-S-E-T, clothing.com or give them a call, 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET. We really make an attempt to get Made in America sponsors. And these are high-quality jeans. They're basically like Levi's, but they're incredibly high quality and last so much longer. Find out why Diamond Gusset jeans are special and different at gussetclothing.com or 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET. Finally, I want to tell you about mysolarbackup.com. This is a great plug-and-play generator for your work shed or your campsite or in your home, or you can get several of them and run your whole house. We've been promoting these for 3 years, and our listeners just love them. It's got a plug-and-play control system, the battery system, and the solar panel, mysolarbackup.com. That's one word, mysolarbackup.com. The globalists don't own the sun yet, folks, so take action today. Start moving towards getting off the grid. You can call and get a free information package at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, mysolarbackup.com. Now, going back to David Icke, his website's davidicke.com. He's going to be speaking in 5 days in South Africa. He's coming to the United States in October. David, tell us about some of the other places you're going to be speaking in the world.
The whole thing's exploding, which is all part of this awakening. I'm going to go to Prague. I'm going to go to New York, Times Square in October, and San Francisco, Amsterdam, Ukraine, Barcelona, Lisbon, Portugal. I'm going to Stockholm, Sweden, and I'm coming to L.A. Next year. And so it's amazing what's happening. I couldn't fill a phone box 15 years ago. This awakening is not a myth. It's happening in all over the world. And this is what's putting the control system into panic mode.
Well, I agree with you. They are going into panic mode. Now, specifically, though, you talked about fear. And if they can keep you in fear, you'll go into a catatonic, learned helplessness state. I've seen the psychological studies the governments and corporations are obsessed with. But these particular vaccines that they call cognitive enhancers, they want to give school kids, the troops, they're pushing it like, oh, it's the great new toy coming out in a few months, but you can't get it yet. They're really hyping it with hundreds of these new things that are coming online. They say they want to stop fear and anxiety, but the way I read it is it's going to block regular steroids interacting in the brain, which show aggression or resistance or determination. So for me, when I say fear, I get fearful, so I take action. But I guess that really isn't fear. That's resistance. And so if they want us to be in fear, why then would they come out with vaccines that just completely block it where you're an emotionless jellyfish? I guess that's the next stage.
Exactly, because once you've got a drug control of the body, then suddenly you're doing it in a different way. You're fundamentally destabilizing the body in another way, as opposed to the fear itself. See, what the body is, it's an information blueprint. Think the green codes in the Matrix movie. It's an information blueprint. Now, when that blueprint is in its prime state, we are healthy, we think sharply, we are functioning perfectly.
We're creative, we're decisive, we're beautiful, we're in tune with the universe.
And we can see through what we can't see when we're in a closed state. Now, what we need to do, I would suggest, is see everything as information if we're going to understand what's going on here, because this is how deeper in the rabbit hole. So when someone puts a virus or whatever into a body, it's information. The virus is information. It's introducing rogue, distorting information that distorts the blueprint, the basic blueprint of the body. And that means that the blueprint is distorted, so in some way we're going to be distorted through physical health, through emotional health, or through mental health. This is what's going on. It's all about information. And just going back to what I said a few minutes ago, the power of our consciousness to balance back and hold that blueprint is immense. This, that wonderful story of the American professor who was doing research on LSD went out to the East and talked to some mystic guy who'd spent his life focusing on the power of the mind and everything. And he gave him LSD, nothing happened. He gave him more LSD, nothing happened. He gave him an heroic dose of LSD, and the guy just sat there and smiled at him. It didn't have any effect because he was using his mind to overpower the effect of the drug. Now, we can do this. This is where this new epoch is going, where we understand the true power of consciousness in the mind. What the control system has spent so much time doing, and is doing today more than anything, is to try to hold us in a low, closed mind, closed vibrational state, so we cannot access that natural power we have, the true self, to resist all this multi-level stuff that's being thrown at us.
Well, that was my other issue. That was my other issue, is that we see in the natural world with bugs, with insects, with microorganisms, and with animals, that over time, a lot of times under poison or drugs or antibiotics, things just get stronger over time. And I clearly the globalists know this. They know that all their poisoning, and I've seen this in their literature, they've said that with a certain minority, it's actually accelerating awakening and having the opposite effect.
Yeah, because of this epoch change that's going on, we're now seeing a very clear forking in the road, where on one kind of track, if you like, there are people that are staying closed-minded, they're following the system, they're doing and perceiving as they're told to do and perceive, and now this is ever-gathering other section of society, which is getting bigger all the time, which is expanding its consciousness, it's opening its mind, it's saying, look, I'm going to put a blank sheet of paper here, and I'm not going to let preconceived belief, preconceived idea, to edit my perception. I'm going to let information and my experience lead me to what I think is reality, what I think is happening in the world, and not what I've been programmed to believe is me and reality and what is going on in the world before. And that is, I mean, I'm sure you've seen this, Alex. I mean, it's so obvious now. There is this clear parting of the ways between those two groups of people in the world, that which is staying closed and that which is demonstrably opening its mind. And it's becoming more and more blatant all the time.
I totally agree with you. And that now leads us to financial collapse as a way to control us, as their own documents state, but also the Iran situation. Break that down for us, David Icke.
Well, for Iran, I mean, to understand a massive part of that, all you've got to do is read Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard, in which he said about an area of the world called Eurasia, which is basically, for people who haven't come across this, from Europe and the Middle East across to through to China and across China. And this is what he said in the book in 1997. How America manages Eurasia is critical. A power that dominates Eurasia would control two of the world's three most advanced economically productive regions. A mere glance at the map also suggests that control over Eurasia would almost automatically entail Africa's subordination, rendering the Western Hemisphere and Oceania geopolitically peripheral to the world's central continent. About 75% of the world's people live in Eurasia, and most of the world's physical wealth is there as well, both in its enterprises and underneath its soil. Eurasia accounts for about 3/4 of the world's known energy resources. And then you look at a map of Eurasia, particularly one part of it, and that is a line of countries from Israel across through to China. And it's like a wanted list of the control system. You have in that line of countries Iraq. They're in there. They've got control of Iraq as a result of that spurious invasion. In that line of countries is Afghanistan. They've got that. At least they're in there and have a massive foothold in there. Next to Afghanistan, between that and China, is Pakistan, which, as we know, they're systematically undermining with false flag terrorist events and massive weather situations, which may well not be natural. And then you look at a big elephant in the living room that would connect Iraq to Afghanistan and basically, apart from Syria, complete, which they're also targeting more and more, of course, with propaganda, that would complete that line of countries from Israel right across to China, which is what they want. And that elephant in the living room connecting Iraq to Afghanistan is Iran. And that's why they want that. And if they can't find a reason that people will accept, and they've not yet. What they'll do in the end, because their time scale is not infinite, and quite the opposite, is they'll try to go in there, or they will go in there, just without trying to, without asking anybody. You know, well, we got to go, guys. You know, we can't wait any longer.
And that's their geopolitical. That's their geopolitical aim. But at the same time, there's the trillions in weapon sales. There's the domestic excuse to clamp down the West, to stage terror attacks, and say that Iran has done it. And we know that's the real target.
Exactly. And then you look up north from that line of countries, and you're into Georgia, and you're into Kazakhstan, and you're going up to the Russian border then. And this is all Eurasia, all this area that Brzezinski was talking about in 1997. And, you know, what is also very important, Alex, in this whole area, is that people are given the perception that there's this great land of Arabic rule, when it's not at all. You know, I wrote an article a few weeks ago, which was basically headed, "If Iran goes, Arabia goes." Because if you look at a map of Arabia, and then you look at the controlling forces behind these countries, look at it. It's supposed to be the land of Arabia, the land of Islam. Well, Egypt, well, that's controlled from Tel Aviv and Washington. And then you've got Saudi Arabia, Tel Aviv and Washington. Then you've got Kuwait, Tel Aviv and Washington. Iraq, taken over already, as we can see. The United Arab Emirates and all the rest of it. I've got no chance of standing up to this Washington-Tel Aviv axis. And so Iran is right in the middle there, this massive, massive country. And if that goes, then there's only remnants left. And Arabia's basically gone. And it's about divide and rule on so many levels, because most of the Islamic world is made up of Sunni Muslims. The major Shia Islamic center is Iran. And so a lot of the Muslim world are going, well, I wish we're Sunni. Iran, Shia, we're not bothered about that so much. And what they don't realize is when Iran goes, it's over for them.
Well, absolutely. And there are Israeli plans that have been declassified in the 80s, Pentagon plans, that when they're done with Iran, they're not just going to stop at Syria. They're planning to overthrow Saudi Arabia. They're planning to overthrow Jordan. They're planning to overthrow Lebanon. They're planning to overthrow Libya. They are going to overthrow all of those countries and roll in with the drugs in the water and the vaccines, because most of those Muslim countries will not go along with the New World Order. They don't fit too well into this whole master plan.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right among the people. But, you know, what they've done in Arabia, I know quite a lot about this because of people that I know.
No, sure, their leaders are very evil.
Yeah, people I know. I mean, Arabia has been taken over by interlopers. So, you know, people talk about sheikhs. Oh, he's royal. It's a sheikh. Well, sheikh just meant in the tribal situation in Arabia, it just meant a wise man. And they morphed it into being royalty, and they created a spurious, off-the-peg manufactured royal families who now act as tyrannies in all these countries.
No, but, I mean, that's true. I mean, that's what the whole Lawrence of Arabia fable is about Saudi Arabia. It's actually a true story. They went out and just found warlords, gave them weapons, and set them up.
Yeah, and so when you've got a situation like that, Alex, where you've got these royal fiefdoms in Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and all these other places, they are dictators to their people, but they themselves, this is the point, answer then to the cabal that is run out of places like Tel Aviv and Washington and London. And so this situation where you have these royal tyranny dynasties means that you only have to control a few people before you can control the whole nation of Saudi Arabia or Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, Kuwait, all of it.
And then they use a twisted form of Islam to suppress and control their populations.
Alex, back in the late 70s, I spent 8 weeks in Saudi Arabia. I loved the people. They were so kind. I tell you what, the system, the royal family, it is grotesque. It is beyond tyranny. It is beyond imagination, where people were still having their arms chopped off for stealing and all the rest of it. It's horrible. And that extreme, incredible, grotesque form of Islam was created by the House of Saud, which are interlopers, just come along and claim their oil and all the rest of it. Not that should matter anyway, to suppress the people. And Saudi Arabia, I've been saying this for like 15, 20 years, it's one of many 51st states of the United States. That's why these patsy people involved in 9/11, so many came out of Saudi Arabia. This is why bin Laden came out of Saudi Arabia and got put in Afghanistan to front up the Mujahideen.
Well, the bin Ladens,
the
bin Ladens build most U.S. military bases in the Middle East. And I talked to Springman, the head of the U.S. embassy. They were ordered to let those hijackers in. They were told they were U.S. government agents.
Exactly, and Saudi Arabia is not on the side of the Arab world. I mean, it's no accident that you have got, my goodness, what you've got in Israel is daily genocide against the Palestinian people. It is so blatant, it's so in your face, and nothing ever happens. You will have sanctions against Iran, we'll have Security Council resolutions against Iran and these places. Nothing is done to give consequences to Israel for the genocide against the Palestinians. But then you say, well, where the heck are all these oil-rich, massively wealthy, apparently on the surface powerful, Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and all the rest? Where are they? It's Western people that are going in flotillas to challenge the blockade of Gaza. And then you read in the mainstream newspaper that Saudi Arabia have opened its northern...
Stay there.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Well, to close out this interview with David Icke today, we're going to talk more about Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, arguably one of the most corrupt nations on earth. Israel's got a lot of organ trafficking and slave trafficking, and a lot of other countries do as well. But in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia are the big traffickers in. And notice you never hear our media criticizing them. It's all Iran, because Iran is not controlled by the New World Order. It's got to be taken down. I'm not saying Iran is good. I'm just simply stating it's not part of the global takeover. David, finish your points on that point.
The thing is, if Saudi Arabia was a target country, there'd be banner headlines all the time and exposure documentaries all the time about the grotesque way that that country's controlled and the way they treat the people. But because it's part of the control system, of course, everyone turns a blind eye. It's the same with Israel, you see. Because that's part of the control system, it's a fiefdom of the House of Rothschild. I mean, people, they just let them get away literally with mass murder. And, you know, and then you've got Iran, and because it's a target country, of course, that's where all the propaganda goes into. It's all mind control and mind manipulation and perception manipulation. But, you know, I've done enormous amounts of research over the years, and continues to this day, about the abuse and trafficking and stealing of children by this system. There's something about the energy of children that they absolutely want. And if you go back even into the ancient world, when they talked about sacrificing young virgins, etc., to the gods, that was code for children. They've been doing it all along, and now they're doing it on a massive scale. And so many of the children that are trafficked end up in Saudi Arabia and these Arab states. In the United Arab Emirates, of course, a few years ago, there was this massive scandal when they had this enormous numbers of young boys who were camel jockeys in their camel racing system, and they were more than basically, they were held in captivity and slavery. It's extraordinary, and that's what these Arab so-called royal fiefdoms do. They're tyrannies, they're dictatorships. And we need a revolution. We need a people's revolution in these countries more than, or as much as, if not more than anywhere else, because the suppression of the people in these countries, I've experienced it, is just extraordinary.
Well, it is, and if you read the Bible in Leviticus, but even mainline history, give not your children to the fires of Molech. They would go throw babies in to the fires.
Which, and of course, takes us to Bohemian Grove and all the other stuff, absolutely.
And all of this is coming out now. You know, we talk about Bohemian Grove 15 years ago and get laughed at. Now it comes out that, okay, many of your Republican leaders are with gay porn stars. What's the big deal? I mean, it just shows how compromised they are. And then you got Barry Sotaro, Barack Obama. The good news is that they tried to pump him up as a messianic savior, but that sure fell hard.
Well, that's one of the most encouraging things of all. I mean, given where he was with the hype and hysteria when he was elected, his honeymoon period has been dramatically short, given how high he was built up before. That is also an expression in many ways of this awakening, where people start to see through things they couldn't see through before. This is making it harder and harder for them to sell the agenda to people as more and more people see what the agenda is. They see, that's leading to that problem, reaction, solution. Yes, I see why they've done that, because they want to bring this in. This is changing the game. It's changing the game. And, you know, it is coming down. But in the next few years, it won't seem like that, but it's coming down.
David Icke, look forward to talking to you in October. DavidIcke.com. The awakening is on, but the enemy is going to strike back, and it is going to be darkest before the dawn. We look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Cheers, mate.
Take care. Always informative, a very well-spoken gentleman, and I agree with his insights on the geopolitical manifestations we face. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Great job making Barry Sotaro the number one search term yesterday.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.